Now I'm going to bring you an interview with somebody who suffered something tremendously awful earlier this week in Cape Town. It's just in the last few hours made national news, and we want to talk about it. Paul Osei is a 26-year-old software engineer living in Cape Town. Paul, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you?
Dan, thanks for having me, and thank you. Good morning to your listeners.
Thanks so much for joining us on the line, Paul. So I'm going to absolutely get you to tell the story from your perspective, because it's very important. But this went viral all over, like the screenshots of the text went viral all over Instagram stories a couple of days ago. Then there was some news stories on it yesterday. Essentially, as far as we've been led to understand, you were seeking to view an apartment in Cape Town, in town, to prospectively move into that place. And then the estate agent said, sorry, you can't do that because our client, i.e. the owner of the apartment, is race specific. Is that right?
That's exactly correct, Dan. Yes, and you've nailed it right on the head. So essentially, I went onto Property 24, which, as you know, is just a classified site that was, you know, rental and for sale properties. And I was just looking for a place to live in the city center. I currently live in the southern suburbs. I just wanted to be closer to the city.
Okay.
I looked at a particular property, and there was this agent on there called Gabriella Johnson, who at the time had a Tyson's property banner under her name.
Okay.
And I reached out over WhatsApp, I initially asked, and I was, you know, super respectful. Hey, how are you doing? I've seen this listing that's got your name on it.
Sure.
I want to know if it's still available. And she said yes, on a 12-month lease, and I was like, okay, perfect.
Okay.
Could I have the opportunity to view it? And I didn't have a response for almost 2 hours.
Okay.
So I reached out and I said, okay, cool. Can I have an update? It's been 2 hours. You know, can I view it or not? And I still didn't have an update. And then I waited until the next afternoon, and I said, hey, you know, could you give me an update? I just want to know if I should carry on or if I should look for something else. And then at that point, she said, hey, listen, you know, the client is race specific. She's very tricky, or something to that effect, which was unbelievable, fairly. But I wasn't sure. I thought, okay, this cannot be possible.
Yeah, you're trying to benefit of the doubt. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. I was like, maybe because I didn't do athletics in school or something.
Yes.
Maybe she's talking about, maybe there's no flight of stairs. I thought that made more sense than she was being racist at the time. But she stuck with it. And I said, okay, hey, you know, like, isn't this completely illegal? Like, we have a constitution, and like, I've never known this to be legal. You know, and further, if you are any type of business, I understand it's the landlord's place, whatever, maybe it's a gray area. But further than that, as a business, if you're doing, if you're conducting business with clients who are very, like, blatantly racist.
Yes.
Like, what is that, what kind of, you know, what reflection does that give off you? Like, are you okay doing this?
Yeah.
And she fully defended it. She was like, yeah, you know, it's not racist to choose who you want in your house or something like that. I'm like, yeah, but it's pretty racist to exclude an entire group of people. And at that point, she said, okay, well, that's cool. I mean, like, you know, I don't really care, sort of thing. You know, do whatever you want. And I was like, yeah, it's very legal, Gabrielle. And she was like, well, then go and find another place if you have problems. So,
Paul, I'm so sorry, man. Like, it just sounds like a deeply traumatizing experience. And honestly, I'm glad in some way that this has reached public life, because I remember, and I'm sure this is a very common experience, I remember being at UCT as a young person, and many, many, many friends of mine who are black or colored saying the number of listings that suddenly are no longer interested in them when they see the WhatsApp profile picture or when they arrive for the viewing. And honestly, a number of my friends at UCT who asked their white friends to go and see the places for them, to literally be a white face, to not have them discriminated against. And I'm sure that the property group and the estate agent have now come to their senses, whether that's for an expedient business reason or because they've actually read the Constitution. But the Bill of Rights, and specifically the right to equality, says you're not allowed to be discriminated against directly or indirectly based on race, gender, pregnancy, marital status, ethnic or social origin, color, sexual orientation, age, disability, religion, conscience, belief, culture, language, and birth. And obviously, race has nothing to do with whether or not you would be an extremely exceptional tenant in a place. Like, it sounds completely appalling. What has happened since then?
Yeah, so since then, I shared some screenshots with some friends of mine who are in the activist space, and obviously they were horrified, you know, because they're normal people. And they said, no, dude, you have to go public with this, otherwise. And, you know, we after the initial shock and horror, right, we saw it as an opportunity to have something done about this kind of issue, because for too long, just like you've said before with the experiences of your friends, people have had, you know, listings and applications suddenly rejected or removed, and there's never been like a way to deal with it. Everyone has always been suspicious, and you kind of, but there's never been something direct enough. Whereas like this particular incident, because of, you know, the way Ms. Johnson has spoken, presents a particular opportunity to directly address the issue, because now it's direct, now it's in the open, now it's public. So after a post went viral on social media, representatives from Tyson Property and started calling me and sort of giving me a clearer picture of what things look like on their side. So they said, okay, Ms. Johnson, you know, went through a disciplinary process and she doesn't work here anymore.
Oh, wow.
And since a week or something like that. I mean, the timing was not very clear.
Yes.
They essentially said to, you know, we want to sort of like to apologize and to make it very clear that like we don't conduct business in this way.
Sure.
Ms. Johnson doesn't represent our business at all.
Okay.
And then I had people from Liv Real Estate, which is the other agency involved, phone and also, you know, apologize and say that they don't conduct business this way. And
sure.
In fact, the CEO called. I was on a podcast interview with him sort of a day or two ago.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, she had just joined, you know, less than like in two or three days ago or something like that. And you know, the listings were being transferred over. But I mean, like, regardless of who or what she represented, it stands still that the landlord or she or whoever it is perpetuating racist ideas and racist, the racism is still there, regardless
Absolutely.
Of who or what it comes from. You know?
Absolutely.
So, and that's the core issue. I don't care who she represents or where she was at the time. The idea is that, like, I was denied to just view a place.
Yes,
based on the color of my skin.
Paul Osei is a software engineer living in, currently, I guess, still the southern suburbs in Cape Town. Paul, what you said earlier was so true about the fact that, why are you representing racist clients? Like, whether or not you let it slip to somebody, but like, why are you representing a landlord that you know, sorry, an owner of a place that you know, because they've told you, is openly racist? More than that, how often is this going on in the real estate business, where most estate agents are smart enough to not tell black people who are seeking places, actually the reason is that you're black? Probably happening all the time. And we're getting lots of messages on the WhatsApp line now from 5FM listeners saying, this happened to me. In fact, we actually got a message from somebody who just said, I was trying to get a place in Gordon's Bay and I spoke to an estate agency and I was straight up told that the owner is Avia Beer and doesn't want black people living in his property. Mm. Like, this is terrible, terrible that this is happening. And the last thing I want to just say is, like, sure, it's very convenient for the agency to try and make distance, but if they have a culture of work which causes somebody to work there or to feel comfortable acting in this way, you got to have serious questions. Yeah, it's
absolutely
very intense.
Absolutely.
Well, Paul, listen, it's extremely brave of you to tell this story and be open about it with the country, and I think it's inspired a conversation that should have been happening for the longest time, and I really appreciate you. And we're now going to allow listeners, 5 listeners, to speak on this matter in the ways that it's happened to them, because it's fundamentally illegal and discriminatory, as we all know. I think we saw a Facebook post from the estate agent the other day, or maybe yesterday, saying, I now know that is obviously illegal and racist. Thank you so much for being willing and able to come on the show today. We really appreciate you, man.
Absolutely, no problem. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to tell my story and hopefully inspire change.
Well, I really, really hope that you get treated the way you deserve to be treated and you find that dream place in the CBD, and it's much nicer than whatever you just lost out on, because screw those guys. Paul Osei is a 26-year-old Cape Townian, or living in Cape Town, who is a software developer, was just looking for a place in the CBD and was told by an estate agent that he couldn't view an apartment because the owner was race-specific. Is this a story that rings true for you? You can let us know on the WhatsApp line 0825505151, specifically because I don't want anybody listening to this show who is not likely to be discriminated against in this way to think that it's a remarkable, unusual incident. And now we are getting many, many messages, not just people from Cape Town, but people from all over South Africa saying they've been racially discriminated against, and either directly or indirectly. Clearly, like, Paul just took screenshots and shared them like it was obvious, but many other people saying no, happens all the time, and it's deeply upsetting.
It really is upsetting. I mean, you know, how many opportunities are we going to miss out on just because we're black? You know, it's 2021, we're close to 2022, and this is what keeps on happening. You know, we didn't choose to be black, and we actually love to be black. But the fact that we look this way means we are going to be denied opportunities. And the fact that they only apologized and still didn't offer him an opportunity to go and view that apartment shows that they are deeply racist.
Yeah.
You know, and they only did that because it went viral. Mm. It's so annoying. And it just, these conversations always get me so emotional, Dan, because it's really tough being a black woman. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, as Paul was saying, it must be the norm for somebody to so comfortably be able to do that. And now we're getting lots of voice notes from many, many, many different people saying all kinds of things. This one has actually really troubled me too.
Good morning, guys. Coming from a homeowner's point of view, sure. We have a little garden cottage that we wanted to rent out. And one of the agencies, when the agent came to see us, they actually asked us, would we prefer a specific race?
Yeah.
Nevertheless, we didn't use that agency.
So people are actually, in some cases, being invited to take on and like partake in absolutely racist situations when it comes to people renting their properties, which is appalling. Lots and lots of messages from people saying this has happened to me, actually.
So my fiance was trying to get us a house to rent out in Gordon's Bay, and the estate agent was okay with everything because my fiance is white. And as soon as the lease agreement of the application for the lease came through with my name on, he straight up said the owner is RVAB type and he doesn't want black people living on his property. And that was so shocking to me to think that such a big estate agency can do business with those kind of people and be happy and comfortable with doing business with those conditions. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, we all have the right to rent a property, to do whatever basically you want to, as long as it's legal.
So I was
extremely shocked.
Yeah, it's such an awful and a difficult situation. We're going to continue to take all your messages on the WhatsApp line, because this is a conversation that should have been happening all the way through, listen, old South Africa, but also specifically New South Africa. And as Polly says, how is it nearly 2022 and this is still happening?
Dan, Matty, Polly and Marley on Five Breakfast.
Our dearly beloved queen of lunch, Zanele Potelwa, just tweeted, because we were just having this conversation with Paul Osei, who was literally denied a viewing on an apartment in Cape Town a couple of days ago, and the estate agent said it's because the owner is race specific, and the estate agent was wrong. But the next thing that they said, sorry, they weren't wrong about that, apparently the owner is just a racist, but the next thing that the estate agent said, apparently not thinking, was that somebody can choose who they want to stay in their apartment, which is true, except if it's discrimination based on a raft of things that the Equality Act and the Bill of Rights is very clear about, in a specific context of like the coming off the back of apartheid. So Zanele Botelwa said, yesterday I was looking for a place on Airbnb, and what I did while booking is check for black people's reviews to be sure that I'd even be welcome.
Wow.
And that can't be normal. Like, I checked the reviews to see if black people had stayed there before, to even know if I had a chance of staying in this place. Sure. And it's really absolutely outrageous. And we need to figure out ways to call people out and to hold estate agents and to hold the property industry accountable. Because this also happens at buying properties. It also happens in banks. It's something that happens across way too many industries, rampant and usually better hidden than this, but racial discrimination. And thank you for all of your voice notes, because many of you have, and your texts on the WhatsApp line, because many of you have been very vulnerable and been willing to say, to talk about very difficult things. But this is something that I don't want anybody listening to this show, I don't want anybody to think that this is unusual. I want people to understand how widespread it is so that they take it as seriously as it should be taken.
Crazy thing about this is it happens so often. I lived in Potchefstroom in the Northwest. And I got this amazing apartment close to where I was working at the time. I had just graduated and I landed an amazing job close by. The estate agent was really, really nice. I moved in. A week later, the owner came by to introduce himself. And I was told that same week, she said, "I'm so sorry, I will pay for you to move to a different apartment." And I wanted to know, why do I need to move? Like, this is the place I wanted. She explained to me that he's not comfortable knowing that there's a person of color living in his family's home that he lived in before. And you know, he does. And she explained to me, she even said to him, like, "But she is working, she's this and that." He said, "I don't care."
No, but you shouldn't even have to justify. You shouldn't have to prove that you're a good person of color. You know what I mean?
Hi.
White people never have to do that.
I was trying to purchase a property after relocating to KZN in Amanzimtoti. And I was specifically told by the agency that I would not be able to view properties in certain areas, as the neighborhood has taken a decision that no non-whites will be allowed to purchase should the owners decide to sell within those neighborhoods. Unfortunately for them, I was an attorney. Well, am an attorney.
Sure. Okay.
Good morning, team. I'm just letting you know from my personal experience as well. It goes beyond just property in general. There's also very discreet job postings as well, where there's specific keywords they let or they use in the job advertisement, if I can put it that way, where it's basically letting you know, if you're not white, don't apply for the job. And it even goes deeper. A couple of years ago, my wife was working for one of the cell phone networks. I'm not going to mention the name. And there was a position that was available and she was declined, even though she had all the experience and you know, knowledge that they needed for the job. She was declined because she wasn't white, because they felt they needed a white face in that position. So yeah, it goes way deeper than that. There's so many different ways that this is happening in you know, in our lives at the present moment. And it's just disgusting that we still have to deal with this in this day and age, you know?
That is so true, what that listener just sent in, saying that it goes beyond just having, you know, looking for a place to stay or having, you know, a rental place or estate agencies. But for Black people, it's a burden that we've been carrying for a very long time. We've seen our mothers, we've seen our fathers, we've seen our grandmothers go through the same struggle of having to be associated as Black and, you know, being excluded from so many things. You experience it in your everyday life. You're at the shop. You just can tell that I'm treated as a Black person. It's being stopped by the cops, knowing very well that you're being stopped because of the color of your skin. It's at school, walking around with your friends and having to try to fit in because you need to speak a certain way. You need to try and walk a certain way. You need to sound a certain way, because you will only be accepted if you're the only, the acceptable kind of Black. And even so, you're still not included. You're still not invited in the table. And it's such a hard and very heavy topic, but like, it's very necessary that we don't only just latch on when a certain incident like this happens, but these are continuous conversations that we're having amongst ourselves. Because quite frankly, that my child and Xoli's child will go through the same thing. Their children, our great-grandchildren, will still experience the same thing if nothing changes. White people think they're still superior. Black people are treated as less than thereof, and it has to stop. There's no two sides about it. It has to stop. It has to.
Yeah. I mean, perfectly said. Thank you so much for that. And thank you so much to all the listeners, because I know that this is a very difficult thing to talk about, but it's a very necessary thing.
Dan, Matty, Paulie, and Marley on 5 Breakfast.